we're really excited about automating inspections, because that's another really big thing, especially if you just built a new property, then the city has all these people that need to come out.
Welcome to UpTech Report. This is our ApplyTech series. I'm your host, Alex Ferguson, and this episode is sponsored by TerraLeap. Learn how to leverage the power of customer stories at terraleap.io. Today, I'm joined by my guest, Amber Hayes, who's based in Memphis, Tennessee. She's the CEO at Second Keys. Welcome, Amber. Good to have you on.
Glad to be here.
Now, Second Keys is an AI-enhanced property management platform for those who are trying to or need a new property management solution. This may be something you want to check out. Help me understand, Amber, in a very short answer, what's the problem that you guys set out to solve with Second Keys?
Well, in the industry, maintenance is normally one of the biggest issues that happens in property management, and it causes lots of problems, even to the budget, your tenants leaving, so on and so forth. So we set out to fix that with our AI platform.
You're like, I could do this better.
Yes.
What your background? We'll get into the product in just a second. I mean, remind me again of, like, how did you come across this issue itself and that led to this?
Yeah, so I was actually a contractor for multiple apartment complexes, and I worked for two previous startups before as their lead programmer. So I knew that, you know, I could make something if I wanted to, but I went back into the corporate world because both of those startups had failed. So once I got back into corporate and being a contractor, seeing that I was there all the time, though I worked on the Wi-Fi and electrical, they gave me all types of stuff to do. So if I was there, I was working on dishwashers, refrigerators, whatever, it didn't matter. And I was just like, there has to be a better way to predict when this stuff will break, so I won't have to be here all the time.
So that right there, that last piece, I think is key to what some of your technology and where you're focused at is predicting what will break before it breaks, so that you can anticipate that. Can you talk about that technology and how you developed it?
Yeah, so we actually have over 18,000 data points from a couple of our different providers. A couple of them actually work for the U.S. government. So we have all of that data point back from the 60s, and then we throw it into our algorithm to help better refine, seeing that lots of people, you know, your refrigerator, your stove or whatever, comes with a little manual to tell you what you actually need to do. You throw that away. So we take all that information and put it back, so it'll be in a better type of report so you can understand.
And that, where you're focused on right now, is it's not the individual homeowner necessarily. It's property managers, right, who have many properties and they have a lot of equipment, and they're obviously not going to keep their manuals or not need to looking at when that is. So your focus is what kind of equipment? Help me understand, like, let's take it out of the ethereal. Like, give me an exact example of a hardware that you know and can predict when it will break.
Well, we not only can predict like appliances, so dishwasher, washer, dryer, all of that stuff, but we can also predict other assets of the property. So pipes, windows, roofing, foundation, all of that is also different assets that the government has data on that needs to be predicted because it eats into your budget.
Got it. Okay. And so what you've decided to then do is build a full property management solution around this unique technology as well.
Yes. So in the industry, there's two types of property management platforms. One that's just extremely property management focused or property manager, and then the other that's extreme tenant, but really you need to have like the tenant, contractor, owner, and property manager all in one place to actually understand and share the responsibility, or else it'll just be too much work. And then people start picking sides and you start losing money. So
you're trying to make both happy?
Yes. Everyone needs to be happy. It's an ecosystem. We all live here. So
indeed. So you set out to build this technology. I'm curious of the ecosystem that you mentioned that already exists out there. I'm curious, as property managers, are they ready to say, yes, give me a new solution? Because they're probably already using a solution, right?
Mm-hmm.
Everyone has it. It's pretty standard now. Everyone has something that they're using. Are you seeing, what's the response, right? What are people are ready to jump on a more automated AI solution that's going to tell me when my thing is going to break? Is that easy for them to understand?
So before COVID, it was rather hard. We actually started off down south, so people were a little bit more rugged, and it's a bit more daunting just to say, oh, I have this AI that's going to predict when things will break and also predict your revenue and expenses. And people freak out. You're putting like a robot in my home. Big brother's going to be here. What's going on? But that's not what we do at all. It's just we're taking all these data points and we work behind the scenes. So you have an assistant. When we rephrase it that way, then it's like, oh, okay. So like a home surveyor or home inspector coming to check all my assets, which is what they have come every year. So it's fine.
So you mentioned COVID as kind of the changer, and it's been a lot for the linchpin or the catalyst for a lot of technology to really take off. Overall, if we just take a step back, because you said you were the contractor, so you've been that side. Now you're building a solution for property managers. How have you seen COVID-19, the pandemic, affect property management overall, the industry?
So the industry is honestly extremely old, and it seemed like they were waiting for something huge to happen anyway to move forward into the future. So we always say that construction is possibly like 5 or 10 years ahead of just multifamily in general, because they're just so behind picking up on technology and things. Recently, you know, everybody just started picking up IoT devices, smart locks for your doors and everything. But with COVID, what really hit the most was the rent moratoriums and people not being able to pay rent because they couldn't go to work. So that was like one of the biggest things that happened. And that really affected us as well, because people have to pay rent on our platform. We get a small percentage of that. So we weren't getting paid if some of the property managers weren't getting paid. So we had to be rather lenient and helpful to everyone else there, because, you know, as an ecosystem, we have to help each other. Mm-hmm.
It's ideally, everyone gets hurt throughout the chain. So you have to support each other to make it happen. But now more than ever, ready to adopt new technology, you're finding that property managers are like, all right, time to try something new.
Yeah. So actually, when was this? I guess it was like 2020 when that first peak hit, and it was May, and we got a whole lot of people from New York, Chicago, New Jersey, looking for a new platform, because all of their people have been home for a couple months now. And they were like, yeah, these tenants have been here for a while and they keep finding new things that breaking. We don't have any money for that. So how do we fix this? So that's when we first saw that peak, and it's been going pretty well.
You start with, again, this ability to anticipate or predict the maintenance needs, but you build up this whole solution around it. Was it easy to build the rest of the solution as well?
Yeah. So pretty much everybody has the same pieces in property management. So the accounting, tenant platform, maybe you have like a maintenance piece, but we wanted to make sure that we took all of the problems that we had being renters ourselves and try to make sure that it was there. So some platforms only let the tenant see the ticket being created, and that's it. You don't know if it's open. You don't know if it's closed. It's just gone out in the ether. So we're trying to make sure that all of that communication and transparency is there in each platform.
So as a renter and you have been a contractor, so you've seen both sides in many ways, having to take the tickets and waiting for a ticket to be received. Curious, for your solution, you've definitely got the automation or the solution for predicting when something needs to be break. Do you see other areas that you're excited about or working on automating as well?
Yeah, so we're really excited about automating inspections, because that's another really big thing, especially if you just built a new property. Then the city has all these people that need to come out, and they'll pick like random units and things to come and check and make sure that you're up to code. So that's another really big thing that we're looking forward to, as well as adding on to our owner's portal. Normally in the owner's portal, they only get to see like one report, if that, and then that doesn't really help if they want to go and expand their portfolio and take on the market. So we have a few really big things coming down the line.
Let's come back to the technology for a second, Amber. Mm-hmm. When we look at your ability to predict, I'm curious of you. You were able to get, did you say 16,000 data points?
18,000.
Excuse me. I can't leave off the other two. You take all these data points. I mean, tell me a little bit, how did you work with that? And how is that algorithm able to then make a prediction based off of it?
Yeah. So the 18,000 data points really come from the manuals, so the appliance manuals, as well as industry knowledge. So a lot of property managers and contractors generally know when things are going to break if they've been on the job for like 20 years, but they don't write this information down. So there are other companies that survey and take this information for them, and then they'll just, you know, eat it into their budget because they'll forget that this needs to be done. So we take all of that information, as well as we put it back into the algorithm to take not only what items we can't predict. So if our algorithm says this dishwasher needs to be changed, a little filter inside of your dishwasher you probably didn't know about, needs to be changed every 90 days, but we realize that their tenant washes their dishes more often. So we've upped it. And then now a tenant put in a ticket and says, hey, my dishwasher's a little funky. So we see that ticket, put it back into the algorithm, to more refine the algorithm and give better data points.
Interesting. Now, are you doing it on a per tenant basis or overall as kind of applied to everyone? Okay, people probably wear this thing out more than we thought it was. So now just apply it to everyone.
Yeah. So we look at... So there's a couple of other IoT devices that we're going to be bringing in later on. So there's a couple that look at water, look at electrical. So we're taking all of that information in as well. And then also looking at the usage of that tenant, how many tickets they're actually putting in. And then we're able to, you know, create a profile for them and be like, this type of tenant needs a little bit more care. So you might see an extra $1,000 in your budget because of that.
Wow. I'm just pontificating here. I'm wondering, could that type of insight end up hurting renters because they start to, they have now, the property managers have a track record, which could be then shared. Where could this information go?
Well, we're not actually sharing it with those people yet. So we haven't thought about that. We know with everything that's going on currently, like facial recognition with Facebook, putting our faces everywhere, ClearNet. So we're trying to be rather conscious of that, being developers ourselves. We don't want to put anyone in that type of position and create like a new social credit score or something.
Yeah. But I imagine from as a property manager, you're always concerned, like especially the individual property managers, whatever, of is this a good tenant? Are they going to take care of their space? Are they going to use it up and tear it up and they're going to waste it? You never know. Mm-hmm. But part, this solution will quickly tell you actually if that's the type of tenant you have. Yeah. Am I correct on that? Like it would give you that type of insight?
So you can get down in the weeds if you would like, but we normally keep it high level of this is how much you're going to be spending. And then this is how much, if you do all of your upgrades, you'll be able to sell this property in the future for a higher price. So normally owners really just want to see how much money I'm going to lose, how much money I'm going to make.
So it's the higher level what they're looking at, but also yeah, the future tense of you can plan of knowing what you need to spend. Mm-hmm. And what you're able to sell it for based off of those expenditures.
Yes.
When you look at kind of as everything progresses, more and more is done online, of course, collecting rent payments, reducing communication is the most obvious ones, but potentially doing virtual tours and showing off. And there are a lot more opportunities coming forward. What are you seeing as some of the trends that are coming down the road that you might include or even just out there that will be included in the future?
Yeah, most of the really big trends are the virtual tours. Having drones now is really big. So there's lots of drone businesses out in New York and California that are booming, as well as what is the other thing I just saw? It's more of like clean airspace. So more there's a couple of air purifiers that are now out there for larger spaces that properties, luxury properties now are putting out to help clean the air, because some people still want to come in person to look at it and not just virtual tours.
Yeah, a bigger emphasis on air quality with germs that going around. That is fascinating. For you guys, this being you're familiar with startups, but this is your probably your most excited one because you understand the space and you're in it. And is a team members about 10 team members? Is that right?
Yes.
Gotcha. Being part of this kind of next startup and. Is there any learnings that you're taking from previous startups and applying it to this one?
I'm an engineer. We always do that. You have to learn and then apply. So I've learned a lot. And then we've also applied. A couple of our employees have also came from other startups and other corporate. So we all bring back those learnings and then remember what was really good and what was really bad and move forward.
Gotcha. Did you go through, was it StartCo or Y Combinator or Nashville? Is that what it was? Like, well, how did that start? Can you tell me?
Yeah. So it was StartCo. It was ServiceMaster Launch Delta Home Services Accelerator under StartCo. It's a very long name.
That is a long name. And it's kind of began there. And you have a co-founder as well?
Yes, Mars McLean. So he also worked at another startup for like restoration software. And then he came over.
Gotcha. And the two of you and building the team kind of heading forward, you raised a round, correct?
Yeah, we've raised a couple of rounds. So to date, we've raised about 1.2 million.
Right. That's exciting. And with this kind of track record, what can you share of your roadmap of where you guys are going next?
Some of our biggest items would really just be commercial and municipalities, seeing that they have so many units. Commercial is actually really changing currently. It's evolving with COVID. So a lot of spaces are actually turned into lofts for like employees instead of paying them to stay in hotels when they're moving. So it's really interesting what's going on in the commercial space. But the municipalities for HUD housing is really looking for something to actually help with the affordable housing crisis, as well as there's another crisis that's going on that escapes me. But they're looking for new technologies to help in that front.
Gotcha. And now you're in 8 states. Is that correct? Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Yep. And growing from there. What are you most excited about?
I am most excited about the industry moving forward. I'm always just really excited about technology in general, seeing that that's just my background. But so many new things are coming out just because of the pandemic, which is nice to see that people are adopting, wanting to grow. But, you know, it's always a little scary seeing that things are changing.
It is. It's both exciting, but also there's those who are concerned and fearful of change. But hopefully all of us, this is the outcome is stronger from this. So thank you for sharing the journey that you're on and this unique technology of predicting of how things will break. Do you ever see going into not product urban management, but actually providing that solution to others, even on the consumer side, or pretty, do you see that as a potential avenue?
Oh yeah, we speak to so many just single homeowners that are always talking about home inspectors coming out and they really need to get all this stuff done, especially with the pandemic. So many people like up north in the cities went and bought a house because they realized their apartment was too small to have a home office. So there's so many first time home buyers that don't know what they're doing. It's so much money being wasted on maintenance. So we saw that and we're trying to quickly get into the market.
There's the opportunities are endless, but the focus needs to be there.
Of course, focus, yes.
You can't do everything all at once. But I'm fascinated with the ability as individuals, as homeowners, to be able to monitor and utilize your home, know what's going on in there. And it sounds like your solution is great for property managers and eventually could be for homeowners in the future. For those that are property managers, though, and you want to learn more, you can head over to secondkeys.com. That's the word second spelled out, keys, KEYS.com. Thank you again, Amber. It's great to have you on.
Yeah, thanks so much. This was fun.
Be sure to subscribe and like to be able to get our next episode, and we'll see you on the next episode of Uptick Report. Have you seen a company using AI, machine learning, or other technology to transform the way we live, work, and do business? Go to uptechreport.com and let us know.